The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. In the UK, 18% of British adults, over 10.1 million people, now listen to podcasts every week. That's according to new data from audience measurement company Radar. Podcasts are now more popular than CDs or people's own MP3 music collections, according to the study. The full data is on Radar's website. Fieldwork was carried out in February before the coronavirus pandemic. Australian audio equipment company Rode have published a free Ambisonic sound library and plugin. Ambisonics, they say, is a 360-degree surround sound format that's very clever and can be manipulated in post-production. The company also produces a suitable microphone. Megaphone is apparently moving offices in Reston in Virginia in the US to a building that looks, frankly, something like a sandcrawler from Star Wars. They'll join the folks from Google there, who are the anchor tenant. And now on Pod News, four new products called Pod Something. Pod Gala is a just-launched service that promises to turn your podcast into a multimedia content gala, with transcriptions, blog posts, video highlights, and email lists. Podurama is a new cross-platform podcast player with data sync, available on web, Windows, macOS, and iOS, and apparently coming soon to Android. Podio is a new open-source podcast player for the web. It uses the Apple Podcasts API. We've linked to the GitHub repo as well as to it online. And Podjobs, well, it isn't new, but it is a fine and free place to post jobs in the podcast industry. Current jobs include some from Spotify, Gimlet, Apple, and NPR. You'll find it at podjobs.net. And in podcast news, in Australia, Anzac Day 2020 is tomorrow. Social distancing rules in the country mean that Australians are unable to join ceremonies across the country to pay their respects. Queensland podcasts The Iron Fist and The Velvet Glove have produced a secular service to listen to, including The Ode, The Last Post, and most importantly, A Minute's Silence. And previously driving from San Diego to Seattle via independent coffee shops, the Cross Country Coffee Roadshow is now focusing on the effects that the coronavirus is having on this formerly thriving industry, owners, and guests. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.